Hi, welcome to Starry Trails, March 2026. There will be a total lunar eclipse on March 3rd. The total lunar eclipse occurs during the full moon. The timeline for that morning is partial eclipse begins at 4:50 a.m. Total eclipse begins at 6:04 a.m. Maximum eclipse at 6:33 a.m. and moonset will be at 6:58 a.m. The combination of the very low moon and totality will make it difficult to view it close to that moonset time. So enjoy. Shortly after sunset, dazzling Venus can be spotted low in the western sky. Venus will pair with the slender crescent moon on March 20th. This is always a lovely sight. The king of the planets, Jupiter, dominates the evening sky just to the left of Orion the Hunter. Binoculars also provide a treat. Focus on Jupiter as steady as you can, and you will see pinpoints of light around the planet. Those are the Galilean moons. It's time to start watching Jupiter draw closer to Venus over the next few months. That will certainly be a sight to see. Spring has sprung. It is great to see the early spring flowers. We celebrate the first day of spring on March 20th, and our nights are getting warmer. Remember that daylight savings time starts on March 8th, so the sun sets later. Our hike will begin at 8:30. Bundle up hats, gloves, and coats, and grab your Starry Trail map and binoculars. We will still be able to see our dazzling stars of winter, too. Our magnificent Orion the Hunter will be our guide for the hike. To meet up with Orion, face west or direction of the sunset. Turn to the left. There you will see Orion's star pattern. See the three stars in a row? That is the belt of Orion. The bright red-orange star up and to the left of the belt is Betelgeuse. The bright blue-white star down and to the right of the belt is Rigel. Now, with your binoculars, scan just below the belt. You will notice a small fuzzy area. That is the Orion Nebula. New stars are forming in that hydrogen gas cloud. We call it a stellar nursery. Now, let's find Orion's best friend. Journey back to the belt of Orion. Draw a line down and to the left to the brightest star in that part of the sky. You have reached Sirius the Dog Star. Sirius is the number one brightest star in the night sky. Sirius always follows Orion through the night. Head back to Orion's belt. Hike up and to the right and you will see a bright red-orange star. This is Aldebaran, the Eye of Taurus the Bull. Continue slightly to the right and you will notice a small cluster of stars. These stars are the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. And the Pleiades has to be my favorite group of stars to gaze at through my binoculars. So take a look. What a treasure. Now we're going to continue a counterclockwise loop while looking overhead. Next stop, up and to the left, is another bright star, Capella. Swing to the left to the two stars that look almost identical. These are Gemini the twins. Hike to the opposite part of the sky, or north. You will notice the Big Dipper up on its handle. By the way, look at the second star in the handle with binoculars. It is a double star. Head to the cup of the Big Dipper. Take the two stars at the end of the cup and draw an imaginary line to the next bright star. You have reached the North Star. The North Star, or Polaris, is at the end of the handle of the Little Dipper. Trek to the left and you will see a group of stars in the shape of a W. This is the constellation Cassiopeia. Grab your binoculars again. From the top point of the W shape, scan slowly up and to the left. You will come upon the double cluster in Perseus. Find the bottom point of the W, scan once again to the left. You're going to need to have a good view of the northern sky. Do you see a fuzzy circular shape? That's the Andromeda Galaxy. It's 2.5 million light years away. Finally, we will skip over to the cup of the Big Dipper. Locate the flat part of the cup. Look slowly to the right for a shape of a backwards question mark. This is the head of Leo the Lion, a sure sign of spring. Now, how about a challenge? Take your binoculars and scan between Leo and Gemini the twins. Do you see the beautiful Beehive star cluster? Certainly looking forward to many stargazing nights ahead and the sounds of spring peepers filling the air. Next month, Venus and Jupiter will continue to get closer and more signs of spring. Don't forget to visit starrytrails.com for maps and illustrations. Good night. See you next month.